Zodos. But why does he emphasize the Zodos? So it's mashma. The Rambam is implying the Shei doesn't make any difference. This is just a person that is learned out from the Psukim. And it's only exos akosuf legabimis. But there is a riot from the Rambam that, but gabi shege, gabi goles, there is no aloha doctrine. Hakol tivlos. The Mishnah Maki says, Maya Rishus, of course, Rishus, Yotzah, the Maki, Neva, Ravavim, is not in the day. If you have business, you know. So there is a Ktur of Goles. The Rambam mentions it in the Hei of Hilchas, of the Tzivus for Steps, Halochei, Haben Shoah Kesov, Bishkov, Gele, the Chain of, Shoah Kesnei Gele, Al Yodei, Amed Ramorim, Bishkishog, Shalim, Bishaslimut, Oy, Shalim, Ramdim, Nesachere, Shim, Tzorchlo, Avon, Yisabnek, Ramdim, Tirel, Choch, Molum, Nesumei, Spotea, Now, there is a sect, and it's mentioned in your day, in Yurchas, because it's mentioned that Reifei Umen, Sherripei Vihorat, Harezidir, suppose a doctor performs an operation upon a patient, and he kills the patient. So the operation is Chaybos. That is the day of the right now. She's Chaybos. So then, you have a year day. It's the last 3 week year day is not his Avelos. You have it? Oh. There's a lot of more practice. Simen Shinra Mugvor Psif Aleph Nosno Atero Rishus L'Reitel Rapis U'Mitzvim U'Vichlau B'Kuach Nefeshu V'Menei Atzmei Arizu Shiradami V'Afil Yeshlu Nishir Apeno Sholei Min Atero Adam Zeichel Yis Rapis U'Mir Li'Yisasik B'Yafu Elim Kimuboki V'Yish Fom Godin U'Menu שמרוי כן הרי זה שפרדומים ואם ריפי שלוי בשביל בז לחי בתשלומים שלוי בשביל בז means today like a doctor who practices medicine without a license so of course when he was yet his soul tkifo some mele Bezlin was in charge of all these things ואם ריפי שלוי בשביל בז לחי בתשלומים אם הוא בוק ואם ריפי בשביל בז ויתו his license Vitor Vihizik Potam Nod Vachemish Mein Vimemis Bishus Bezl He performed an operation a licensed surgeon He didn't intend to kill He intended to cure But he killed Vinidal Yishishog Agil Ago So the Kashi is Why is it different than Ava Makis Neiva Rava Vigis Tavili So the Mishnah says Maya Rishus Afkol Rishus Yotza Ava Makis Neiva Rava Vigis Tavili Only if somebody kills B'sheyig, not in the course of a mitzvah. Let's say, goes to the forest to chop wood there, and then a branch of the wood of the tree falls upon a person he didn't know he was standing there, he has to go goes. It's not a mitzvah. But if somebody, a father, a teacher, chastises a child, and in the course of the chastising, he dies, so he's spot because that question isn't this a question, it's a rapid, So it's a mitzvah. So that's the question that they ask. Hiksho. B'sifon, so Yadavu omez that question. Hiksho b'sifon masa rekeha. Ma'ishne ma'arava ma'akes talmidi ishle abezen she'iko ebaldin aminu lo vidinu m'misim ishgogo di posto karambu tzrekeach techidin she'shogak v'horge b'shasasir samit sepoto mikores v'yishle ima di shano hoche shalei osa mitzvah b'fuose ikishemes ma'she'in kein b'chohane di kachoshiv arambam shom
אף שמייס ניצרקופט בשמינים די תאירו איש איזמין על ידי. So he says the Masrekiach gives Teretz, gives it Teretz that when do we apply Daloch Maya Rishus Afkor Rishus Yotzav Makit Mea Rav Agedis Tomidei in the case where he killed the Talmid or the child in the course of chastising him. So even though he killed him, he still was Mekana Mitzvah. Ashinkin, his surgeon, who performs an operation and the patient dies, what kind of mitzvah do you perform? The mitzvah is to cure, not to kill. He killed. Maybe the question arises, all right, we understand that he got his surgeon. But suppose, let's say, father will have problems with son, he's a violent, big belly a son. So he'll take a chair and he'll throw him over his head to chastise him. He didn't intend for us to show him to kill him. But yes, he bad temper. So he takes a chair, oh, why a chair? He'll take a heavy suitcase and throw over his head, and then the child will die. He didn't intend, he loves the child. So we'll say he's potter of goats, because it's a conscience. He, even though he killed the child in kind of mitzvah, it's not mistaba, that when the father hits the child like a brute in Makas Ritziche, so he's and the child dies, he's in kind of mitzvah anyway. The Rambam says in Hilches Talmud Torah.
So that for the surgeon to do the surgery, it is a mitzvah. The person's in trouble and he needs surgery.
That's right, so mitzvah. That's also but mitzvah. He's only kind of mitzvah if he kills him. But
he's mechuyev to try.
Yeah, he's mechuyev to try. So in other words, if he dies the patient, so then it's nischavim lasis mitzvah v'loyos mitzvah. So the Masorekiach says, some melee the tour of yotza hakoyosh mitzvah nachayach. And how about Havalakit Lei? So the Masorekir says, Balak's may, even if he dies, he still can be safe. That's strange. He hits the child, and the child, all right, you can say it's not his fault. He meant well. He meant to do something good. But to say he was Mikhaim and Mitzvah when he killed him, sharp. And how can we say such a thing? It's not here, Adas. Rambam says in the Talmud Torah, Perek Beis in the Talmud Torah, Halacha Beis, Machnisim es Ateneikis l'Islamit, ki ben sheva, l'fikeach ha-ben, u'binyan gufe, u'pochas mi-ben sheish, imachnisim eise, u'makeis on ha-melamit, l'hatel aleyem eimo, וינימקי סומא כסיף מקס עזורי לפיכוך ליקי סום בישייטים ולבינקליס אלא ביצוע קטנו So a father, a rabbi is not allowed to eat even with the make, but only with a very very mild strap, not a big strap, not the belt that one wears. That is not allowed. That's in Makas Hazoris. But he very light. No. So, can we say that the father is allowed to be Maki HaKoyesh Yivit Ramis, the son? Is the father allowed, or a teacher is allowed to, if a student is disrespectful, to take a baseball bat and hit him over the head? Of course not. Certainly Makas also. Even a Makir and a whip. Shaitan is a whip. He's a Makas also. But only a Ritzuiktan, a grave, that the Rambam calls in the Chesrutzir, Rishmas Nefesh, HaKoyes Rutzir, Because the Rambam says, because it's a tzeach v'shmiras nefesh, the gabi da loch of yim yimayim, in other words, if an organ hits an eritrayim shalei, and he dies, more than 24 hours after the akoye, so he's potter of mitzvah. That's only if he's makim with the makim. כל ביזנס הזה ציר השמסנף שהלוך יהיה דלת. יירה לי שהמקה סבתי בסקין וסייף ובאבן ואגריף, אגריף ופשט וחיי ציבן ויומדו על מיסה ומייס אין ידידים ימו ימיים אלא אפילו מייס לך השון הנהג עליו. לכך נמה בשבט שלא ניתנו תירו רשוס להקייסי אלא בשבט ומקה לו ריצוע וחיי ציבן. So Egrev is a Kosatzich. Shevet is not a Kosatzich. But even Shevet is yes, we can be Yeshvet Lamps, Florai, that be Shevet, there is a din of Yemayim. So Egrev is even more than a Kosatzich Lamps. And the father and the Rebbe is only allowed to use the Ritzur Ktano, not the Shevet. Who, needless to mention, Egrev, that's a kosh tzirche, that's a ritzeach. So it is obvious that the mitzvah of Yaseh Bincho v'yanechacho v'yitim adanu nafshecho is not a license to be maki a child or a talmid hakoye aminis. But what kind of hakoye? Hakoye shame b'tzirches. So then the question arises, so why do we need to a special person? Maya rishus of kol rishus. Just to have a market neighbor, have a very family, which they are business in Nico, that is better of dollars. If the dean of Imbic Yivilans applies to dollars also, so then, Monefshech, if he hits him, he hits the child with a koyam and miso, so then it's not a koyam and miso. Then it's a market house. So we can say Yotza Ma'av Makir Ne'ar Adagay Stalmide Mitzvah. So it's not Mitzvah, it's Avera, not Mitzvah. It's an Avera, not Mitzvah. And if the Akoye is not giving me so then, let's say, he just gives him a light Akoye over the shoulder and the child dies. So then he's potter anyway, without the exhaust of course of Yah. So, but according to the Rambam Shite, the Rambam says, Hamakes Chavire Bizodim Be'evan Ebehim. The Rambam Shite is, that Rambam Shito say, that HaKoy Shmit Lomis we learn out from Psukim, is not because, as Rashi says, if he doomed and he is, it's in the Lomis. So even if he died, we say he died from a heart attack. Nothing to do with that way. It wasn't a factor. We say no, according to Rambam, if he died, so we say he died. But all the experts in the world say he shouldn't die all right, but sometimes things happen that shouldn't happen. But they happen anyway. So why is it Potter? Couldn't say he's potter because he didn't intend to kill him, so then there is no misa anyway. So there was a soy and ever, so he intended to kill him with a light stroke over the shoulder. And he killed him. So why is he potter? It's a special also question. If the experts say that this kind of assault shouldn't kill, even if he killed, he's potter of misa. So it's either sakosof gabi misa, not gabi gol. That's why the Rambam emphasizes Hamakes Chavir and Bizodin Be'evan and Be'itzos. And there's the Pshat Maisel Keach. But Reifi Sharipi performs the operation. So an operation is appreciated once. But he does it. There's nothing else that can be done. He has to do his best. But there is no participation on this. So he's higher goals. despite Baruch Hashem. All right, I think we'll leave it here. It's going to be very late.
If a rope would have killed even the Master Shein Bokidei Lahamas,
so then he would be...
Yichai Lohs.
So then... Even Yehmech Lohamas is high Lohamas, Lahaska. He's high Lohamas. And Yehmech Lohamas would also be high Lohamas.
Shein Bokidei Lohamas.
Also high Lohamas. Because by Reifei there is no king on Mitzvah if he kills. By Reifei the Mitzvah is... not to discipline the patient, but to cure the patient. If he dies, so he didn't cure. He wanted to cure. That's a big machshav. Machshav tiva kolifoch machshav lo naise. But it's not the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of before. It's a mitzvah of having good machshav and intentions. Mashiim kim by father and the rabbi. So the Torah says, Yaseir es bincha. It's possible. The mitzvah is to discipline. So even if Chas V'Sholem dies, but since you know that according to all the experts of the world, so he shouldn't die, but here something strange happened. He's in the kind of mitzvah of Yaseir es bincha v'nechecho. He takes a stone and hits the child who is very rude and disrespectful. That is in kind of mitzvah. He's an owl. He's a ritzeah. The Torah only gave a father and a teacher the right to use a koyek kalo k'tana name.
So it's because there was a kima mitzvah, although it was ein bo kidei lahamis, which should be mechuyev galus, but because there's a mitzvah, so then there's no problem. Mashen came by a doctor, you're not mekayim the mitzvah.
No mitzvah. He died. He didn't cure. He wasn't cured. At the bottom. Ela told the rego kleider, v'chi koma rafopa atol de bear. Till the bear my kneel. Ilaina abu de told the test, loitesksi de loyutksi. Holocaust, a messiali amrachmon, to come with Rabbon and Yud Avdin, Nise, test, Nisikin Avdin, Nise, save, Zav, the Nise, the Zavnis, okay? Ela, that's where he left off. אלו אבוני סכיני מסוי שניחם בשושרבים ויזיקים. היך אדום, אי דפקרינו בין לרב בין לשמואל אין הבאה. Because there is a מחלוקת between רב and שמואל. רב says that when is there a חיוב מצד בעיר, only if it was מפקר. Like, קיר הבאה בשושרבים, so it's הפקר. It's the קרקע אילם doesn't belong to him. But Avoni Sakine Masoye, if he was mafkia Avoni Sakine Masoye and he deposited them in the street, then he's mechuyev sadeya. But suppose he wasn't mafkia, so it's his momain, so it's not the miri beya, because beya is hefka. When somebody is killing beya b'shus rabim, so it's hefka. So mele. He is not chayev mitzad beer, but why is he chayev if he deposits avoni sakini masoy in the rishus rabim, then somebody trips, so he's chayev mitzad sheya, not sheya, but it's not sheya mamesh, it's the alfusa of sheya.
What's sheya?
Sheya is an ox. It's a balchai, but it's the alfusa of sheya. In other words, what is the mechayev of sheya? The fact that I have a momain that is mazik, and I didn't exercise the proper care over them. So it doesn't make any difference whether he's a balchai or not a balchai. As long as it's my momain and I am mechuyev to exercise care, that no damage, no injury should ensue from my momain. And if I don't exercise the proper care, I'm yochoye. So it's yalfus efsher. It's not mamishaya, but it's yalfus efsher. Hey, chadam, I daf kerinu bein rab bein nishmul hanebeya. Vid loy af kerinu il nishmul doma. Kula mubera lamadnu hanebeya. Because Shmuel holds that it doesn't make a difference whether it's his moment or not. There is still a chiyuv of beya. Kum beya madna, haine beya. In other words, you see, according to Shmuel, that it's a chiyuv of beya, so it means that there are two mechayvim of beya. One mechayv of beya is when he digs a beya in the Eshes Rabbi. It's not his moment. It's not his moment. So for making a beya, and if it's his moment, so then he's chayev for the fact that he allows his moment to remain a bear. What does a bear mean? Itakola. Bear, definition of bear means itakola. A bear is not mazik in an active way, it's mazik in a passive way. The nizek always comes to the mazik, not like shea, where the mazik comes to the nizek. So in other words, according to Shmuel, there are two mechayvim of bear. One is like kira bear b'shus rabbi. So the mechayv is the making of the bear. But, and then another mechayv is lo yafkirino, avoni sakinu masoi, sheni b'shus rabbi, and lo yafkirino, so there is also a chayv of bear. And there will be a big nafkimine. If the mechayev is the making the bear, so then only if I put the avonisakin in masoi in the Rishus Rabbi. So I make the bear. But suppose Ruvein had avonisakin in masoi, and he put them in the Rishus Rabbi, then Ruvein was makned avonisakin in masoi to Shimon. He told him that I had a piles of stones, of bricks in the street, and I makne to you, and he was kenet. Then Shimon knew that the avoni sakini masoi are lying in the street, and he agreed to be kenet. So he was in a position to remove them away, and he didn't. So also b'chayef, mitzad beya. Not only alibe the Rav will be chayev. Alibi the Rav, of course, will be chayev, because the chiyuv is mitzad sheya. So that's the pshat sheya, because sheya, one who owns an axe, he didn't make the axe. So why is he chayev? Because he didn't exercise the proper care over his money. So Mimela, that's the alfuse, according to Rav, from sheya. It's not sheya, it's not the Baruch Hashem. But the answer is, it's analogous to Shea in the sense, just as in Shea. So what is the Mechayev? The making of the Shea. He doesn't make the Shea. He didn't make the Shea. The fact that he was negligent in not curbing the Shea. In not curbing the Shea. So here too, Avoni Sakini Masoi, Shemichon Behut. So the is mechuyev not because of making a bear, even though if he puts them, so he made already a bear, but he that's not a chiyuv. There is no chiyuv of bear, because bear is only when the mechayev is because he made a bear. But according to Shmuel, so there are two mechayim bear. One mechayev of bear is making the bear, and one mechayev of bear is for maintaining the bear. And after many years, when the bear was made by Reuven, and then Shimon was killing it, and he didn't move it away, so Mimela is chayev mitzad bear.
According to Rav, it says it's sure.
Yeah.
But he's asking that if you mafkur it, you put it on the surround, you're also chayev. So then the Rosh Yeshiva will have to say that the mechayev is the same
as
making a bar.
For making a bar, that's right.
Then we'll have to say that even that Masoi is for the making of a bar.
The making of a bar, yeah, that's right.
Putting down the Masoi.
You need that not because of the bear, not because of the bear. The making of the bear.
Zure darf gemil die schmol do ma kolumber ma da hine bey. Zure rav do ma. Kolum shel ma adnu. Hine shel mai shne bey. Shekh intres as yos le nezik. U ma mein a khush moras ya lacho. Han name tres as yos le nezik ma mein a khush moras na lacho. Elo tolde di bey a ki bey. Fikhi kamar af pop ta tolde ma. Na let si rash. Avon Isakini Anum Yalef. Avon Isakini, Isakini Shemichon Beshus Rabim, Viniskul Vom Neodom Vizikulem, De Afkirinu Shifkirom Vinos Mishram, Bein Rab Mishmu Elitlige Befehlet Amaniach Sakaad, Heine Beer, De Tavai Amre Kol Takole Shifkir, Nafkelom Mibeer, De Chayev Keicha Di Beer Yud Beshus Rabim Mi, der habe hefke akdamrin kam für schon sapo shaliski kriel psychobole auf kolta kolo shifti rochaif because how do we know that the beer shikora bish sarab in israel maybe beer is chayef only if he was kiret in his rishus and then he allowed the people to walk in his rishus so it's his moment but when he digs a beer in sarab it's not his moment. It's
not Potter.
So maybe he's not Chayev. So one second, please.
The Pasuk say
please, the Pasuk does not say Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara says, because the Torah says, Ki Yiftach V'chi Yichre. So why does the Torah have to say Ki Yiftach V'chi Yichre if he's Chayev for the Psiche? Psiche means somebody else dug it. And then he covered it. Then another person came and opened up, took off the cover. So it's chayev. So if somebody digs a bear, certainly chayev. After all, I mean, uncovering it is not as terrible a thing as digging a bear. So, because when he uncovers it, so the magic was there all the time, except he was covered, so he uncovered it. So let the Torah say, ki yiftach ish bear. So I would know that ki chli is chay. So what does the mechil te darshins from that in ancient Nadin? But how Gemara says no. Aliske psicha ukriya chay. The reason is why the Torah had to mention kriya ki yichya to tell us that even if the only mechayim is the fact that he dog, let's say if he's kira b'shus rabbi. So what could be mechayev b'shus his mommy? The rabbim is not his mommy. So in other words, so from this we learn out that if somebody is kiri beir b'shus rabbim is chayev. This is what Rashi says. Shal ki amun likam v'rshesh negas ato, shal is ki kri o psicha bole, af kol ta kol esh yifki o chayev. Whenever he makes a mazik, whether it's his mommy or not his mommy, So Mimele, so Idakrinu, so then Ben Rav, so it's not his mommy. So Ben Rav Ben Lishmur Anabe. Idloy Afterinu, Lishmur El Dioma, Hosama Miraskat, Kolta Kola Deo, the Afro Gavriv Kir Anabe, Ul Rav Doma Kolta Kola Sharif Kir Mishe Elomadno, Mashea Shumomene, the Nizik Chayev. Af kol momene im hizik is chayev tzayne sheya v'laf tol de beyanin uvi sheya amoran liyul tol de sheya ki sheya v'afiru ishmir nami dona til de beyanin mai chodiz luke nusra rafopa tol de beya mai shne beya de chayev shechin tres has yos nezek hoch nami tres has yoson. So how could we say till the same laf kai yisibe hane nami tres has yoson tchilas Mashinasu goya the honey kishun chulishamoyin go nezek.
It's Mashma Rashi when Rashi says somebody who's explaining Shmuel, Kol Takola Boyer Afagat Leif Grohen and Bor. It's one Machayim of Bor for making a Takola. Whether it's mine or not mine, I made a Takola.
Yeah, but the thing is mentioned. If Ruvain puts Avonis Akini Masoy in the street and then he's Makne, the Avonis Akini Masoy to Shimon, and Shimon knows
that is in the street and doesn't move them away, so then Shimon is chayv. That's mentioned. So we see that there is a chiyuv mitzad, not curbing the moment too, you see, according to Shmuel. So that
too was happening. According to Rav,
it will be different mechayv. It will be because of moment.
But
even according to Shmuel is chayv. That's why I mentioned it. So that too mechayv in there according to Shmuel. According to Rav, there is only one mechayv there. That's the mechayv of making
if
it there.
If you be mafkur, though, it will still be chayv.
But
let's say be mafkur afterwards, it will still be chayv.
Sure, of course.
Because even he made this takola.
That's right, yeah. That's right, yeah.
So how does that chayv go? So how does that chayv go away once he gives it over to someone else? Because
two mechayv. Because two mechayv. So in other words, so mean both should be chayv. Both should be chayv.
So,
also that's another shaila. Suppose there are two mazikim. So are they both chayev, or one is the predominant chiyuv? It's not our inyan. I don't know what it is.
No, because if it's true that the mechayev for amasikin and masoyi is also the same mechayev as borer, putting it down, making it. I thought originally Rashi meant that the whole mechayev amasikin and masoyi is not because I made a masik on borer. It's just because it's my mom.
No, how about Kira Beer Bishis Arabim?
No, they're for sure, but you said, why Mr. Kira Masai also the Machai is for making the call?
Yeah, it's me.
But besides that, if
there are both reasons, so then he becomes Mechuyev on the basis of the fact that he maintains the bear, rather than on the basis of the fact that he made the bear. The Rai is in the case where Ruvain left Avones HaKinim HaSoyim Rosh HaSarabim, then he was Maknes to Shimon, so the Aloch is that Shimon is Chayv. If, let's say, Shimon didn't know, then Ruvain would be Chayv. But if Shimon knows about it, so then the Aloch is Shimon is Chayv, not Ruvain. Why? Because then, if he knows, so then the chiyuv of maintaining his moment as a bayah is the predominant chiyuv, rather than the making the chiyuv. So when there is a question of two, one was the cause of making the bayah, and the other one is the cause of maintaining his moment as a bayah. So if he knows, if he's a pesheya, so he's chayev, and the one who made the bayah is potter.
What does Rashi mean,
Kishar?
Rashi is very ambiguous. What mazik is he trying to
mean? What
does
Rashi?
He says
that
we already discussed
Shah Ramah. Haimashaya, the
Rashi. But Rashi is very ambiguous if he means which specific mazik of Shah. Rashi just says
he doesn't say Taz is discussed.
So Rashi leaves it.
Rashi doesn't say it. So leaves it an open question.
So is Rashi just calling it Mamad Mazik?
Alright, we'll see. Hanushaya the laugh till the debeaninu, Uvishaya Moran Leel, till the Shaya Kishaya, Vafil Ishmuel Namedoma till the Beaninu, my Hoshis Luke Musa Foka till the Bea, Majna Bea the Hayev, Shakitres Ayosan, Haninametres Ayosan Press, Mashinasa Bea than it is Hun Hulisham, Hoyanglenes, Vihi, Komara Foka told the laugh, after the day I told the man. Now let's see the faces. Bein Rav bein Yishmuel hane Be'er, v'im teina ava Rav isle likamon, Be'er shech yafti teiro lehavle v'loi lichvote. So, Rav says that when the Torah is mechayev Be'er, so the Torah is mechayev because of the hever, but not because of the chvote, of the blow. Not because of the blow, but because of the hevel. So the question is, in a bear, a pit, mamesh, so there is hevel. But mavonis hakinim masoye, there is no hevel, so how could he be chayev? So Teisu says, the reason, that's the proportion. Because the Gemara says so beferesh. Why does Rav say, bear shechiyavti tira lehavli v'loi lechvote, because the chvote was not made by him. The chvote is by, made by the karkeilam. He didn't make the karkeilam. But the hevel, that was made by him. So that's only shayach by beya mamish, when you dig a beya. So since the mechayef is the making of the beya, so in the case where the injury was caused by the chvote, not by the hevel, so then he's not chayef, because he's chayef for making a beya. He didn't make the chvote. The chvote was there all the time. He made the hevel. So if the injury occurred because of the hevel, then he's chayef. But if the injury occurred not because, we'll see the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara. That chofches. One second. Well, it's also dafnun on the base. Maybe we'll just look over the dafnun on the base. Daf chofches is more complicated. This whole sudi. Omarav. Hachayfei abeya na the Mishnah says that no one begays. Hachayfei abeya b'shus rabbi nof l'seich asher chamei achayich. Echad hachayfei abeya siach umoroch ritzen mitzin chayich. Im kin lo menem abeya ma abeya shibik lo mis hasorot vochim. Af kol shiik lo mis hasorot vochim. Hoi opchush ma hasorot vochim nof l'seich asher chamei o mei spota. Vim huzak bo chayich. Omar rav beya shechiv olof teiro lehav lo v'lochotim. Alme kosova chvote karkaila mu de maskele that he didn't make ushmul ama lehavle vikoshkun lechvote vim tema lechvote amoteo veloi lehavle hateo yid ala beya vafilmole isfugin shalcem. So Shmuel is also made it that hevel is certainly chay. For example, suppose he digs a beya, a deep beya, but he fills it up with pillows and blankets. There is no chvote. I mean, he falls, the odom or the shea falls on something soft. He's also chayef, because the injury is because of the hevel. So everybody is made that where the hevel is the cause of the injury is chayef. The machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is where the injury was caused exclusively by the chvote, not by the hevel. You're ordinarily in a beya, so it's a combination of both. So mele is chayef. But where there is a situation where the injury was caused exclusively by the chvote, no element of hevel. For example, suppose somebody spills water. That's daf chofches. Suppose somebody, Ruvein, goes in the street and he spills water on the street. Then another person passes by and he's slippery. So he falls because he's slippery. So according to Shmuel, in such a case, he's not chayef. Because here, the chvote is not chvote today. He didn't make the chvote. The chvote was caused by the karkeilam, but his spilling of water precipitated the karkeilam to be a source of being slippery. So in other words, so he is only a gearing to the chvote of the karkeilam. So mele is not considered a mazik, and Shmuel says no, he's mechuyev misadbeya. In other words, so that's the machlekes. So Tesha says the kasha. Usually, whenever an odom or a shea falls into a beya, there is a combination of chvote and hevel. So even though it's there are two factors, so then Rav is made is chayev. But in the case where there is no element of hevel, and the chvote of the karkeilom is the sole cause, as when he spills water and then a person trips and he gets injured because of the chvote of the karkeilom, so then according to Rav, he's not chayef. So Tehi says, the kasha, how does the Gemara say here? Bein ra'i dafterin, bein ravin ishmulan ebeir, vim teima v'rav yisrael kamon beir shriyaf tateo lahavu v'loi l'chvote, v'yei shleima. Why does it say l'chvote not? Because the chvote is not his chvote. He didn't make the mazik of chvote. He made the mazik of hevel, not the mazik of chvote. But in this case, he put it the avonis hakin masoi. So the chvote is his chvote. Okay, all right.
I'm saying it was based on cash, not based upon the loss of the Gemara. They were just based upon things around.
Okay, all right.
Because
we could say that even in this case, in other words, if the whole karka oilam had been made of stones, so then it wouldn't trip. The reason is why it tripped, because it wasn't even leveled.
Right.
So the karka oilam was below the level of the heaven. And then there was a level of the heaven, so Mili slipped. So he could say that it's also the chvot of the karka oilam. Because suppose the whole street, the whole sidewalk, would consist of Avonim. Then he could walk on Avonim, he wouldn't sleep. Why did he sleep? Because here there was no Avonim. It was a lower level. And here, upper level, so as he walked, you know, and there was an elevation in the stone, so he tripped. So he tripped because there is an element of karka oilam also. He didn't trip just because of the he bumped against the stone. It was a combination of the bumping against the stone and the bumping against the karka oilam, the surface of the karka oilam. Some maybe you could say it's still karka oilam is a kasi. So he says no. Over the here there is at least a combination of his chvote and the karka oilam chvote. Some maybe is chayev. When does Rav say he's potter? If he spills water and makes it slippery, you know. He makes it slippery, and then he slips. So then the whole chvote is the chvote of the karka.
How is it a combination in the Havamina? Why is it a combination?
Because suppose he would put stones all over the sidewalk, all over the street, he wouldn't have slipped.
Because it would be leveled.
Yeah, because it would be even leveled. So the reason is why he slipped, because it's not even leveled. Why isn't it even leveled? Because there is the level of the karka oilam is a lower level, and the level of the avonis hakinim masoi is an upper level.
You could say the same thing by a normal bore. Say he dug a bore, but if the rest of the karka would have been even...
No, so by normal bayah, of course, there is the chvot of karka oilam. Then there is exclusively the chvot of karka oilam. But he's chayev because there is a combination of hevel and chvot. But here, there is no hevel, only chvot. And the chvot was occasioned by two things. The level, the surface of the karka oilam, and the surface, the upper level surface of the Avonim Sakin Masoi. So maybe we could have a minute, he said, we could also apply the same numbers. V'yeish leima de hosam is mekakei lo mizikosei, avol hoche echvote didei. Mishei olam adnu, so teis, Rashi doesn't point out. He says sheya, doesn't say which sheya. After all, there is Karen, there is Shen, there is Red, sheya. Mishei olam adnu, haini Karen, Dishem v'regel p'turim b'shusarabi. In other words, it seems to me that according to Rashi, it's not sheir, a specific av of sheir. It's yalfuse from sheir. But yalfuse of sheir, mimele, we call it sheir. What is the mechayev? The mechayev is the fact that he allows his momen to be mazik, and he doesn't exercise the proper care over his momen. So it's a mechayef of share in general, not a specific share. Just as we said last time, I mean, when will they say it? That ligabi kifer, so there is no mechayev of keren, there is no mechayev of shen, there is no mechayev of regel, there is a mechayev of shea. Whether the behemoth kills with the regel or the shen or with the keren, as long as it's not mishum, but as long as it's natural, whether he kills it through keren or kills the human being for shen or regel, doesn't make any difference. It's chayev. Not like nizokin. So if the share is mazik, ishramuet is mazik keren, so it's a chiv of keren. If he's mazik for shen, it's a chiv of shen. If he's mazik with regel, it's a chiv of regel. So there is a specific av of share. Mashein kein ligabi keifer, there is a general mechayev of share. If he share kills, how he kills, what difference does it make? But Shetam kills with the Karen, so then there is no Chiv Kifa, because it's not a natural act. It has to be natural. So here too,
Shetam kills by
a human being, there is no Chiv Kifa. So here too, according to Rashi, that's how it seems to me. According to Rashi, it's the Alfuse of Sheir in general, not of any specific Sheir. Just as Ligabi Keifa, where there is no Chiv of Karen or of Shen or of Red, a general Chiv of Sheir. So here, Momen Amazik. Yeah, the Momen Amazik. So here it's a Chiv of Sheir in general.
So it wouldn't have any of the Prat in general.
That's right. But Teisve says no. Teisve says that it has to be a specific av of shea, since there are three of us in shea, so it has to be alfuse from a specific av of shea. And maybe there is lishat sai, because we saw in the Gemara here. So the Mu'ed Lo'odom av Mu'ed Lebeimo. Mu'ed Lebeimo av Mu'ed Lo'odom. So this is the Kashi. What Rav Pope says, Mu'ed Lo'odom lo av Mu'ed Lebeimo, and they task like Rav Pope. So this is gives to Tzorutzim, that Mu'ed Lo'odom means Nogach Odom v'sher v'chameya. Not Nogach Odom three times in order. And Rav Nachem says that Mu'ed Lo'odom means Mu'ed L'keir L'chozom Be'im. But Rashi doesn't mention all this. Rashi mentions Mu'ed Lo'odom Stam, that he killed three times a human being. But Mu'ed Lo'odom is Le'avim Mu'ed L'Be'im. The answer is so the fact that it's urche, so that's not enough. There has to become, he has to go through a process of adoye. We say muid lo adam muid beimo, that he's not a muid to be chayim nizek shalom. But a natural act, it becomes hergel nasiteva. So then in hergel nasiteva, muid lo adam is muid lebeimo. But muid lebeimo is lo yavim muid lo adam in Hergel Nasiteva. For example, if Ligabi Kefer, so Rashi emphasized, Ligabi Kefer, if somebody will kill three behemoths, 100 behemoths, 1,000 behemoths, and then they'll kill one human being, you'll not be Chayev Kefer. But if somebody will kill three human beings, it's not Tafkiminis, not Shayach Kefer, Ligabi Behema, but it will become a natural act, Ligabi Behema too. But he'll not be Chayim Nizek Sholem, because there is another requirement, he has to go through a certain process. So, But Teisves didn't explain like Rashi. Why? Apparently, Rashi Shita. 1 second, please let me finish. Please do me a favor.
If he nogach on him 3 times, he's nogach hashor, and he has to pay nezik shalom.
No.
No?
The Rapope says, not that it's not Nasiteva. It is Nasiteva. But the fact that it's Nasiteva, it's a natural act, is not enough. Voraye, according to Rav Rebezra's Pshat, so according to Rove, Alibi de Rabiude, if he was Nigeach on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, then on Wednesday, if on Tuesday he makes the fourth Nigeach, he's not Chayim Yisholem. Only on Wednesday, as far as the naturalness of the act is concerned, what difference does it make whether the fourth Nigeach takes place Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday morning? The answer is that's not enough. Once, if he was not Urchei at the very outset, so in order to be Chayev Nezek Sholem, he has to go through a process of Adoy. So of course, making it a natural act is one of the elements in the process of Adoy, but that's not all. Mashein Kli Gabi Keifer, all that is, the only prerequisite is that Hargan Masitev. So Mu'ed Le'odom have Mu'ed Le'beimo, it's Hargan Masitev. No, not Kamin Le'gabi Keifer, because there is no Chiv Keifer for killing a behemoth. But it's Hargan Masitev. Mashein Kei, but Mu'ed Le'beimo, it does not make it a Teva, his Teva to go and all. Because Odom is Le'mazle and behemoth, less Le'mazle, so it's much easier to go a behemoth than it is to go another. But Teisves doesn't explain it that way. Why not? I've told you, very good Pshat Rashi. Apparently, we could say that according to Teisves, since the Nigeye Nizokim, there are three of us, so there is no general Mechayv of Shem. There is no such magic. So even the Gabi Keifer, there is no general Mechayv of Shem. But the halacha is that the Gemara says that if a behemoth walks and steps upon a teenage and kills the teenage with the regal, der chilucho, so the Baalim is chayv keifer, so it's yalfuse from Karen, even though the Torah mentions the Gabi Karen, so there's yalfuse, the Rav regal also. But in case where the behemoth kills the teenage with the regal, not with the Karen, then it's a mechayev of regal. When a behemoth eats up a teenage chas v'sholem, so then it's a mechayev, it's a chiyuv of keifer because of sheya. But there is the alfuse. In short, according to Rashi, so vis-a-vis keifer, there is no specific av mechayev. There is a general mechayev. So mele, Rashi can explain this Gemara also. So he says, share in specific, share in general. Where do you find such a thing? You find such a thing, the Gabi Keifer. There is no Mechayev of Karen, the Gabi Keifer. There is no Mechayev of Shem. There is no Mechayev of Rival. There is share in general. So here too is the Alfuse of a Mechayev of share in general. But according to Thesis didn't like Rashi's pshat here in the Mu'ed Le'odom, have Mu'ed Le'beimu, Mu'ed Le'beimu, that means Keifer. So apparently Thesis shit is that there is no such general share. There is a specific share. There is a Karen, Shleish office number share. There is a Karen, there is a Shem, there is a Rebel. There is no general share. There is no such thing. So even with Gabi Keifer, there is no such thing. So why is a Chayev? Because of the Alfuse. But when a behemoth kills with the Karen, then it's the Mechayev is Karen. And when the behemoth kills with the Regel, also a Latinic, the Chelucho, then the Mechayev is a Chayev of Regel. When the behemoth eats up, so then it's a Mechayev of Shen. Some mele here too, he couldn't say the Mishir Alamadnu share in general. There is no such thing as share in general. There is a specific share. There is Karen, there is the Rishon there is regal. So Mele Teisus is supposed to say, Mishir El Madnu,
Hanikaren. Would we say in Rashi that the Baal Olin had Kaifer in this case?
What? No, that's not that.
The Kaifer
is only by Baal Chai.
We're just making an apparent.
It's not Mitzvah Svori, it's Yalfuse of Sheir. Sheir is a Balchai, it's Yalfuse. But the question, Yalfuse we learn out. The question is whether the Yalfuse is a Yalfuse of Sheir in general, or the Yalfuse is of a specific Sheir.
Part of Sheir.
Yeah, a certain Avin Sheir. So Teisus says the Yalfuse is from Keren of Sheir. Haim Keren. Die Schende regelt Pturim bis aus Arab. Und wa vone wie Sakini ein lechalig mit Tamus Lunadis. Die Lishayach lechalig kello balachai. Lishayach lechalig balachai. Wie im Thema heiche goma mischeya. Ma mischeya shechen balachai mit Kavnos lehazik. Und forsch Rashbam die Ose mi beya vischeya. Mi maazad. Und kamon gabe Asara Shove die Koma Rabaye. ועשו יעבון וסכיני לגור עשי לרב דומה כולו עם שיר למדנו הנשיר ולרב עושה שפיר מעצד עושה כפרישס אבל קושה קודם זה רשבם that is יעפוסי of שיר אין בהיר כי בבר יעלף נמי יעלף לפתור בו גילים כבר ולכמם במניח מחייב בו רב קהילים גבניש בקדם. So, the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, that Loyachrinu is a chiyuv of beir, so then kelim are a potter, but according to Rav, it's a chiyuv of sacheir. But the question is, if we learn it out from both, so mele it should have all the kulis of each one. That's the kasha against the Rashbam. So what would be the Rashbam's teretz? I think that's told in the two lishenes that the Rosh mentions on the Gemara Davot. Now let's turn to the Gemara Davot. Hatzalashon Shabbat, the first line, Davot and Mudal. Hatzalashon Shabbat, Lasuyemai. אמר רבי אלא עשוי אבוני וסכיני ומעשוי שיניחום ברשגגי ונופלו ברוח מצויו ויזיקי. היי חדום, אי בעד לקועז לקומס כהן איש, סובי יצא לשווי שבן, סוי צייש ממש. מה ישני זיקי חכם ורבים מנשפרוס אורחו, הננה מכי חכם ורבים מנשפרוס אורחו, ולבוסו דנאי חי. In other words, he left Avoni, he deposited bricks on top of the roof. Then a wind blew them down, and then they rested on the ground. Then somebody tripped over them. אלו לא יפקרינו, לשמואל דומה כולם בעיר למדנו, היינו בעיר. לילום דפקרינו, ולא ידמו לבעיר. מה לבעיר שכן כאחמור הבעיר? Because בבעיר, when you deposit an oven and a sack in underground, so without an external agency, so they held the cooperation of an external agency, so it's already itakole. But here, he deposited them on the roof it wasn't itakol. Who walks on the roof? So it wasn't itakol. But then the wind intervened and blew them down to the street, to the ground. Then it became itakol. So there is another agency that he intervened. So how do we know that in making such a bayer, well, it's with the help of another agency that is high? Maishnes beya, Chatasos Nesmish was Lacha and Name Tresos Nesmish was Lacha, all the afternoon, which moved on a combeo madname beya, Leolam Dafkirun, Evluidam Lebea, Malbea Shakinki Ahamurabe, Timabahamiki Ahamurabe, Eishtahir. Because by Eish, so the fire spreads through the aid of the wind, and still he's chayev. So here too, even though he became it a kolev through the aid and the cooperation of the wind, he should be chayev. Malayish and dark liachlazik. So they are detective, but here it's passive. How do you know that he's chayev? So be'er techiach v'chozer adin. Short, we learn it out from Eish and Be. Then the Gemara says, Rav Omar La'asuyeh Be'er HaMizgalgeh B'Ragle Odom V'Ragle Be'em Eichadom. What did Be'er HaMizgalgeh? Be'er HaMizgalgeh means he left in the street a string, a rope, and then a behemoth passed by, or another passed by, and his foot became the foot of the Odom, of the behemoth became entangled in the rope, and then the behemoth walked with the rope, and then a person stepped on the rope and was injured, or a behemoth stepped on the rope. So that's called Be'er HaMizgalgeh Lag
Behemoth.
Misgalgel. Heichadam, he dachte, we know Bein Rav, we know Shmuel and Nebeya. Ma ish Nebeya, Shechim Kres, Asi Yashlo Nezek, Shem Rosh Nalecho, Hananam, Kres, Asi Yashlo Nezek, Shem Rosh Nalecho. El lo yafke, we know Shmuel, Dama Kolom, Bein Lomad, Na Nebeya, Lei Lom Dafke Rune, Lei Dom Lebeya. Ma Lebeya, Shechim Ais of Gormolei, Tima Bahane, Shein Ais of Gormolei, Shei Yechiach. Ma li Shei Shechim Dati Leach, Lahazik, Beya Techiach. Vichozer Adin, Lo Yerize, Cherize, Rav Ade Barav, Omar, לעשוי הודיטניה כל אלה שאומרו פייסקים בביסיהם וגרפים מרסיהם וזכמו אין להם רשוס ומשחשומים יש להם רשוס אף על פי שברשוס היא מזיק חיון לשלם איך אדם איבא דליקת אז לקמאס ככיכו אל בוס עוד נאיך איך אדם אידף קרין בין רב מונשמול הנבאה מה יש להם בירטרס היוסטרו נזק מונשפרוס הולכו הננם את רס יוס נדק מי שוס לך לא אבקרנו לשמואל דרום הקולום בריאו למד מהנבאה לא לאום דאבקרנו ולא ידום לבאה מה לבאה שכן שלי בישוס תבחנת בישוס שיר יחיה מה לי שיר שכן דאר כאילו לך אז יגבר את אחיה על חזר עדי so the previous kimte so it's the alfuse from Berendeish this kimte is the alfuse from Berendeish because Rabbeinu Omar Lassu Yehod Itnan הקיסל ואילן שנופלו לשוס רבין והזיקו פוטם לשלם נוסנו לזמן לא קיסס אילן וליסטרס הקיסל ונופלו בשיח הזמן והזיקי פוטה לאח הזמן חייב איך אדם איד אף קרה בין רב משמול הנבאה מה ישנם ביד הזה כמו ששמור עושן הלכו הנם הזה כמו ששמור עושן הלכו איד לא אף קרינו לשמול דמקום בלמד נהי נבאה לילום דאף קרינו ולידום לבאה מה לבאר אשר אין תחילס עשיוס לנזק? תימא בהנה שאין תחילס עשיוס לנזק? שיר יחייך. מה לשיר שחינדר כליח או להזיק? באר תחייך. וחוזר עדי. So we have many cases where we learn out the alfus of two מזיק. Either from באר and איש and or from באר and שיר. So the question arises, now every מזיק has its own peculiar הלוך. For example, באר has its own peculiar halacha that is put on keirin. It's put on keirin. And then,
Eish, put on Adam too.
If he dies, not if he's injured.
Oh.
And Eish has its own peculiar halacha that is put of a tom. So the question is, how about all these mazikim that are deduced from two mazikim? So what's their status? Do they have all the peculiarities that attach to one mazik, or they have all the peculiarities that attach to each other mazik? So the Rosh mentions two days. There is one Shnei Sarishenim, if a certain mazik is deduced from two mazikim, so it has all the kules of each melamet. In other words, let's say, Avonis Hakini Masoi, שניחם בריש גגי ונופל ברוח מציאו וניזיקו לאחר שנוחם so how, why is the mazik we learn out from Be'er and Eish so then it has all the kules of each melamed it has two melamedim one melamed is Be'er and one melamed is Eish so mainly it's potah for Tamun and it's potah for Keir then the Rosh Shitti is not even though it has two melamdim, but one melamed is the main one. The other one is only used in the Yalfuses, but in fact, the bottom line is that it's really derivative of one mazik. So here, for example, Avoni Sakinim Asoi Shemicham Rishgagir Inofu Buach Mitzuyo Viziku. If you are going to analyze it logically, what kind of a mazik is it? Does it conform primarily to the characteristics of an ish, or it conforms primarily to the characteristics of Be'er? Logically. Right. Of course, we have two Milam. So that's in the process of the Alfuse, we have two Milam. But then, once we know that Avonis Hakinim Asuri Shinichom Beresh Gagi, Veinoflu Beruach Mitzuyo, Veiziku Lahashan Ochu, so then, once it's established, it's a mazik, then we say it's a derivative of Be'er, not of Eish, because the essential nature of Eish is that he's Hilech HaMazik. And he approaches the Nizik. The essential nature of Be'er is it's passive. It's Uzak. The Nizik comes to the Mazik. The Be'er doesn't go, he doesn't march. And Eish marches. It spreads. So the essential nature of Eish is it's Hilech HaMazik. And the essential nature of Be'er is it's not Hilech HaMazik. It's passive. That's why the Mishnah says the loy zev izeh shedarkom lirech al-hazik ki ari ha-be'er shein darkom lirech al-hazik. So the essential nature of Eish is logically it moves, and the essential nature of Be'er is passive. So the Meiled, so one shita is that if in the process of the Alfuse we have two Milamdim, so the Meiled, the Lomed is subject to all the Kules of each Milamd. So the Meiled, Avoni Sakinim Asoi, Sheinichom Beresh Gage, Veinoflu Beruach Mutzio, is Potter and Tamun, because that's the Kule of Eish, Tamun. And the Spotter and Kelim, because that's the Kule of Be'er. But the Roshit is not like that. The Roshit is true in the process of the Alfuse, we have two Milamdim. But once this Lomid is established, so then we have to analyze what nature does it have. Does it have the nature of Hilech Lazik, or it has the nature of being passive? Of course it has the nature of being passive, but because of the fact that it wasn't Chris HaSiyos L'Nezek, so we have to resort in the Alfuse to Tumlamdim. But once we resort and this Mazik is deduced, so then it's considered to come under the class of Be'er, not of Eish, because its essential nature is that of Be'er. It's passive. So Meila, I think that the Teretz and Tesis Kasha against Rashbam is the Tesis as the Kasha Avokosh against the Rashbam, that he says this Osem Be'er Vishayir Kibn Be'er Nam Yalif Liftiko Be'erim Ki Be'er. The answer is, Teisves apparently agrees with the first Loshin that the Rosh mentions. But the Rashbam agrees with the Roshit, that even when we have two Melamdim, so then, in final analysis, is what kind of a mazik is that? It's a mazik of share, of care. Why? Because Momene, because by Be'er, the Mechayev is for making the mazik, making a Be'er. He by Sheir, the Mechayev is for not curbing my mommy. So here, the essential nature is that of Sheir, of Karen. Ulkamon bi'ameniach Mechayev b'raf kelim gabinish b'kad. So then he says, u'momeinach lav dafke gabi be'er, lav momeinu, v'chen gabeish, dipshite dimhidlik dishe shal chaveire, be'eish shal ha'cheir. the chayv. Now, this is not such a double pashut. You see that Rabbi Kveya says, "Ainly come on, chobeis hamelalef teisves dibramaschel ishem shimameni." So what is Kavaneh? Whenever Rabbi Kveya mentions something, it's not to show pkiyas. Rabbi Kveya was not interested in showing pkiyas. He knew kolatere on the tips of his fingers, but he was not interested in showing pkiyas. So the Kavaneh was to tell us, to teach us, in other words, that this teisves that he says, the pshite, the midlik tishe shel chaveri, beish lacha lechayev, is not so shidav aposhut. Teisves that from base says it, but Teisves that from base says that Rashi shiti is to the contrary, because Rashi that from base, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish that from base whether ishim shimchitzov or ishim shimameni. So according to Rabbi Yechon, he passed like Rabbi Yechon, so ishim shimchitzov. In other words, if in mechitzov it's mamish like a chetz. If somebody makes a fire in his courtyard and then the ordinary wind spreads the fire and the fire spreads and is madlik the godish al chaveirei and then it injures a person who is in the godish, so is mechuyef, so the one who made the fire is mechuyef to pay not only nezek, but is mechuyef to pay tsar and ripu and cheves, beishes, only if he's mischaven, says special Allah. So he's mechuyev all the dvar, because the ishim shemachitza. According to Rish Lakish, that ishim shemameinei, so then it's like beya, so there's no chiyuv of the dvar, there's only a chiyuv of nezik. So Rashi says there, that according to Rish Lakish, that ishim shemameinei, so then if Ruvain will use the age, the gachlas of Shimon, so Reuven will not be chayv. Because if it's Mishimomeinei, so then he can only be Mechachuyev if it's his moment. But here it's not his moment, but he activated the moment of somebody else, the age of somebody else. So Mel is not chayv. And this is chayv. Now let's see the case. Dafcha beis amud aleph ishim shimameini kalema chiyuv mameini yeish bei v'loy sheyoi shalei dafilu hidlik bei shalachir chayev kidash kichom beferik hakenis b'keifif kamosi shal chaveri b'fnei adleiko umatye beruach mitzio v'gabi get sheyotso mitachas hapatish afal gavdi mistome mafkelei ודין לך אודם שישחי בדליקו שיפקר הגחולים ויד לכל איש החבר ולא הייתי פירש הקונטרס די פירש דיקי בנאי דאדל די בגח לשני שלה he says according to Rashi we have a very strange situation that the person according to Rish Lakish so a person can make all the fires in the world and be potter all he has to do is to be mafkir the gachelis he make a fire in his courtyard and then he'll be mafkeret hefke so then he'll be pota and that's unimaginable, inconceivable, but according to Rashi it is like that. So Teisus is chelik most Rishim lachim, so that's what Rabbi Kveya meant, because Teisus here says lav davke gabi beyad lav momeinu it's not so pushy. According to Rashi, so Libi Ui Paskin like Rabbi Yechon is Ishim Shmachitza, but according to Rish Lakish, he's spot. All right. Now what is it? It's
give
1 o'clock now.
It's a fast day, Rabbi Salvation.
Ella told it to Beya Kibeya. Fichi Kama Rav Pope, I told it to Mav. Meaning, Ilish Mul Doma Mav is Hashem, Hoi Kimne, told it to Shem Kishem, Ile Rav, Yeah. So he couldn't say that some of them, Lafka Yitzben, has reference to Shen, to Mavi. Because Shen is told you Shen is Kishen.
Because why?
Oh, Kim told you Shen Kishen. Il Rav Doma Mavi Zodom. My office, whom I told us, is Be Vichitame of Nier. Told the Yoshin Vatna Nodom Mued Leilom. Beinir Be Yosh. Ella Kichavini. So what does Kichavini mean? In other words, by Odom, we have two kinds of maziki. Sometimes an Odom is mazik with his goof. Let's say he pushes someone. So with his goof, he throws a chetz, or he spits, and he's mazik b'godim, let's say, with his spittle. So that's keichet. That's like a chetz.
How's he mazik with spit?
He spits on silk, you know, b'godim.
Yeah. So, he wounds the garment.
Ah. So then he's mazik with keach. So kichaviniye means keach. And av of what mamazi consists of an injury done, hezek done with the goof. He pushes somebody. And the tolde of Odom is when he does a hezek through his keach, through his chetz. So that's what kichavini means. Ela kichavini, that means keach. Heichadom. I badi doz lekamaski keichav. So it's mamish keach, so why should it be told? I bosad nayach. So then it's the kole, bein rav, and I bosad nayach, bein rav, bein lishmuel, heine beich. In other words, and here the Gemara doesn't say, I daf kirino. Bein Rav Bein Yishmuel al Haine Beir. Ida lo yafkarinu. So, Le Rav Haine Beir and Le Shmuel Haine Sheir. Because, by Avonis Akinu Masoye, so one has title in Avonis Akinu Masoye. But if he's Mafkir, he doesn't have title. But in the sputum of a person, one has no title. One has no title in the sputum. It's part of his roof. One has no title in his Ivorim. One is no title in his Ivorim. He doesn't have a title in his goof. The goof belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Mele, the spittle that comes out from his goof, he has no title in it. He doesn't have to be mafker. It's hefker and Mele.
Rashi's meant mashma that he is a mafker.
Right.
Rashi seems to say the
Hakalat Afkarin. Yes, you know what? Yeah, Afkarin. So that's what I'm going to explain. I mean, so why does Rashi say the Afkarin? Why does Rashi say so the Havadai Takalat Afkarin? Al Tadin is considered like Afkarin. He doesn't have to be Masqueret. He doesn't have to be Masqueret. Al Tadin is considered. It's considered mafka. Why? Because no one cares for it, but the question is, how does he acquire title in it? So, Mimele, so the pshat in Rashi could be, the vaday takolid afkeri, it has the din of afkeri, not that he was mafka. Suppose he'll say, I'm not mafka. I'm not mafka. So, it'll still be Hefka, because it'll still be Hefka. All right, if he has a special negiah in acquiring title in the spittle, let's say, sometimes the spittle might be worth thousands of dollars. Let's say he suffers from a special disease, and his spittle could be used in an experiment, you know, to find the cure for a certain sickness. Maybe some laboratory will pay him $10,000 or more.
He's got to afford it. That's right. Maybe.
So we'll pay him. So then, if he wants to be zeichet, so he could be zeichet with kinyan chotzer, with kinyan yad. The moment the spittle is, you know, is separated from his throat, and it's already tolush, and before he spits it outside, it's already tolush in his mouth. So if he says, Tiskeli Chatzere, Tiskeli Yodi, so be able to became it. But where's so then it's not Hefkia. But when Rashi says, but which person is interested in acquiring title in spittle, of what worth is a spittle. In certain situations it might be of great worth. So then, if he wants to be zeichet, he can be zeichet with yad. He can be zeichet with yad, and maybe he will say, chatzir shalom kinli shalom idaite. It's his chus for him, let's say, to acquire a title in the spittle, if he could get $100,000 for that spittle. Some maybe, even without explicit kavone, you know, to be zeichet. But what Rashi means, the Vade Takolet Afker is not because it's an underle muchach that he meant to be mafkert. It's not. Because if there would be an underle that he wants to acquire a title in it because it's worth a lot of money, so then it doesn't have the status of Afker. But since the average person doesn't care for the spittle, some emailis, so he didn't have special kavone to be zeich in it. Some emailis have care, because until the spittle was detached from his throat, so that was part of his goof, no one has title in his evil. As a matter of fact, I think I once mentioned, there was once a discussion between the Rachover and the surgeon, who was a big time Tzoch, he was a Brocky Bishas. Then he went to Vienna and he studied medicine and became a big surgeon. So he performed an operation upon the Rachova in Vienna, and he took out stones from the kidney. I mean, I don't think that you can take out stones from the gallbladder. If you have stones in the gallbladder, you have to remove the gallbladder. But if you have stones in the kidney, then you can perform an operation and take out the stones. But gallbladder, I haven't heard that if one has stones in the gallbladder, so you take out the stones and you leave the gallbladder. I think that the whole gallbladder is removed. Whatever. Anyway, it was with stones in the kidney. So he took out the stones. So then there was a disagreement between the Rachover and the surgeon, who owns the stones. So the Rachover said he owns it, and the surgeon said no, that he owns it. And the surgeon was a big one; he wasn't a surgeon like today's surgeons. So why did he say that he owns it? Because there is a Rambam in Hilchos Maisres that Hefker is potter of Maisres. But if somebody is a Reya, so they shall Hefker as Yerushalmi. And the Rambam mentions it. The Reya is Chayv Maisres. Why? But it's Hefker. The answer is, he wasn't Zeich in the Sode before. He was just planted it. He put in seeds. He didn't make King Chazok in the Sode. And then, as a result of putting in seeds in the social healthcare, so Tvuyeh, or a new one, sprouted forth. So then it's Chayef and Trumas HaMaisas. Why? Because the Halacha is, Reb Chaim says, because if somebody makes something, some melitzes, he doesn't have to make a king. For Raye, one man Doma says, Umen Kene Bishvach Kele. Machlekes, so machlekes Rishenim, Rab Metam Paskens like Mandoma, that umen kene bishvachkele. So, what do you mean umen kene bishvachkele? If I give leather,
piece of leather,
the leather to a shoemaker, and I tell him to make a pair of shoes, or I give material to a tailor, and I tell him to make a suit. Now the material, the leather, the raw materials was worth, let's say, $10, but then the finished suit or the shoes is worth $50, $100. So that according to Mandoma, by Ketumish Kumbishvachile, so the difference between the $10 of the raw materials and the $50 of the finished product belongs to the owner. And then when the Balabais pays the for the work, so then he's really makne the shvach. So it's in here. It's not in the end of Schasoch. It's in here. According to Mandoma, in the king of shvach kele, so the woman is not kene in the shvach of the kele. The woman is not kene in the shvach of the kele. And when he pays him for schapule. If we say umen kine b'shvach kele, so then by kablen the b'yemit in schore doesn't apply, because b'yemit in schore applies only to isoche, a worker. But if we say umen kine b'shvach kele, so when you pay a contractor, you don't pay him for the work, you pay him for the merchandise. It's a mechir of an object, an intangible one. You can't. The shvach, you can touch the whole thing, which is a combination of the raw materials and the shvach. But it's not an union of pula socher, it's an union of mechir. It's like paying for a dozen oranges. The same way. Now, the most rishim in the Rambam, the two pasten inu megin shvachil, but Rav Netham pastens like a baye the two megin shvachil. So it's a raya. That high is mentioned by Rav Chaim. It's not in the Sefer that when a person makes a shvach, produces something, it belongs to him. It belongs to him. There's the pshat in Yerushalm as a riyasodi shel hefker. So it's chayv tumus ha'maaseh because it's not hefker. And even the mandoma who says einu mekein shvach kele, so it's because there is a balabais. So mele, he can say, "Momeini ashbach." Let's say, "Momeini ashbach." Let's say, when he saw the he acquires the shvach. So who owns the shvach? The boss of it. Boss of it. So the kud machlekes is in the case where one person makes the shvach, and the other person is the owner of the capital, the tedish shvach. So who owns the shvach? So the woman says, "Umkin shvach kele." No, he made the shvach; it belongs to him. And the other mandoma says, "No, since there is an owner of the capital, some mele, the momeini hashvach takes preference to the one who made the shvach." But in a case where there is no balabais whose momen was mashpiach, so then of course it belongs to him. Some mele, that surgeon was a big lump in that surgeon. And he said on the basis of that Yerushalmi, since he took out the stones, so some mele it's ishvach, but the Rachava was a bigger lump. The Rachava said, no, that's only when you produce the shvach. But here, he didn't produce the stones. The stones were like placed in a vault, you know. So they were hidden there. He just took them out. Just because if somebody will hide the treasure, let's say, in the walls, and then no one will be able to find it, then one excavator will, with his expertise, will be able to find it. So he'll say, it belongs to me, no, it doesn't belong to him. He didn't make the shvach, he just discovered it. When somebody makes the shvach, but the stones, so why did the Rachovea say it belongs to him after all? The kidneys didn't have any title in it. The answer is, the moment the Rachova said it, probably the Abdicha says, not that he was interested in acquiring title. Maybe he was interested because he wanted to keep them, you know, to show people, I mean, the stones. So the moment the stones were, in other words, if the stones were detached from his kidney all the time, but if he had kavone to be zeich in the stones, after all the stones were not attached to the kidney, maybe they were, but the moment they were detached from the kidney, so then he could be zeich mitzad chotzer, mitzad yad, I mean, after all they were in his roof, just as something that is in my hand, I can zeichel fiat. So if something is internally in my goof, can also be zeichel. So he wanted to be zeichel. So that the pshat in Rashi is not that it is momim, but it is mafkia. He never acquired any title in it, because until it was detached from his throat, some melee is part of his goof. A person has no title in his goof, and the moment it is detached, he could be zeicher. But who is so ridiculous as to have kavanah to be zeicher in the spittel? Some melee is hefka. That's what Rashi said.
Maybe Rashi holds, like in the case of the Rogachover, why did it belong to the Rogachover even though it was in his body? Because it's a product of the body, the stones.
That's right.
So Mele, it's not the goof itself, and Mele owns it. So the spittle is just a product of the body.
But many Ashbach, you could say only a product of the moment, but not the product of the goof. You couldn't say Mele, because it's not his moment, the goof is not his moment.
But the Rogachover didn't rely on Mimona Ashbach.
No.
That's what he was saying. That
no, I think that the reason... I just read the story, but the Lomdes, I don't know. The Lomdes, that's my own Lomdes, how I explain the Rachova. So, Mele, I think the Rachova, because the moment the stones were detached from the kidney, so then he was nippers, and they were in his chotza, in his yad. As long as they are attached, you couldn't say it's in his yad. Could you say that this is in the yard, it's attached to the yard. But suppose the moment something is detached from the goof and it is inside the goof, so it's yard.
How it's is it yard. Inside the goof? Once he detached it, it's no longer inside the goof.
But it takes
it out.
Takes it out, you know, the kidney is inside. The kidney is inside, you know.
But then he removes the stone. How does he remove it?
No! So probably, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, you have to ask a doctor, are the stones lying there all the time detached from the kidney, or it's attached to the kidney? Maybe it's attached with certain membranes. So as long as it's attached, so it couldn't be cured. But the moment it's detached and all ready to be taken out, and it takes a few seconds to take him out, so that moves. So for 1 second, it is internally inside the goof, like something that is outside in the hand. So here it's inside. So then he can be cane, if he wants to be cane it, he's cane it through the app. Alright. So Ella, so he says, Ella Kikuni Echadam, Ibadi Azla Kamaske Keiho. Ibos of Naya being Ravish Murani Beya, and the tail of the Mave Kebabe, the Hikomara Papa told the Deish, told the Deish Manina, Ilena Vonsakimas, which got enough more to visit Koehadam, Ibadadadosh the Kamas Kanesh, Maishneish, the Kehahamur Ben, Umamino Hushmoros Malacho, Hananame Kehahamur Ben, Umanish Moros Malacho, and the told the Deish Gage, the Hikomara Papa told the Regal. Regal or Ikimne told the regal to regal, Behotzin as exures, the Ilchasig Miralo, Vamai Coral told the regal, Lishalim in Alia. Vami boy a boy rove, the boy rove Hotzin exures, Migufi Michalim, Oiminalium Shalim, Li rove mi boyle, Li rapope pitale, Li rove the boyle, I might call it till the regal, Li Petra Bishisram. Now the Rashi. ברוח מציאו דיבורו השם, מציאה ואין אסבור מחייף. אבל ברוח מצויה וצול דבי שערי ישנה מאורך מליחו, דקייחך אמרו בו, והב ללא סוגת הייתי, בחוצי נדק סורס, סורי שומי עליכס, ואיתי זאת סורס ברגלו, וישיפו עס הכלים, דקיים לא נדיר חסק נראה לו למי שמסיני דממינו, ולא יקנס, ואף אגב דפאו גנס נזק של נגיחה. Have a knas, get a monolicamon, high palgniskim a male,
ילקח לפתול דליקרן הוא אלא דרגל דליקח, רגל הוא דורסי, וכרגל להווה דרגל משלם מלקשולם, והיינה דרפות. ומי קורא לתול דרגל, הויל ואינה משלם אסכמאיסו, לשלם מן העליו, שמזיקו יסה, ממה שישובו משלם העזק מבייסה, כרגל, דחסיב בו ברגל מית השדה ומתאפשר משלם. ולהווה כקרן, By Karen, it can only be given from the goof of the Shira Mazik, not from the estate. Then a Mazik Mishalom the goof of Yitachsiv, Umochos Asher Achai Vechotso Eskaspe, Vinizik Yisrael Tididomov, Mafsidanizik. Suppose a share that is worth in $100 was Mazik killed a share that is worth $500. Today $500, so how much is Chosin Ezek? 250. But the Sheir HaMazik is only worth $100, so all he can collect is $100. And the $150 he loses.
It's all the Nezek collect. $100.
He can only collect from the Guf HaMazik. And if the Guf HaMazik is only worth $100, even though the Chosin Ezek is $250, he can only collect $100 from the Guf HaMazik. This by sheer time. And the Guvet Yachsivu Mochas Asherach, Ive Chotzes Kaspe, the easy Kisha Gudomov Mafti, the music. Urova, my call, he told the regular Peter Mishrab, Kiregel, the regal in Hayevas on Kinchneses, Roshusanizik, the Ziko, the Chsivish, both the Shirach as Biro, Bia Bizdiacher, the Haine Birshus Hanizik. So, in other words, the Maskon of Gemara is the general clause is. That no nizikin, so to the same kayitziben, except one, regal. So regal has two kinds of toldes. He has toldes that are done by the goof, but not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So that tolde of regal is kayitziben, but then he has a tolde the regal where the hezek.